This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French left-wing voters cast their ballots in a Socialist Party presidential primary Sunday. They are hoping to choose a candidate that will be strong enough to counter conservative and nationalist rivals in the April-May general election. Center-leaning former Prime Minister Manuel Valls is a leading contender among seven candidates, but faces formidable challenges from some hardcore leftists. The two top socialist primary winners advance to a runoff scheduled for next Sunday. Gambia is awaiting the return of their new president, Adama Barrow. Mr. Barrow had to take his oath of office in Gambia's Senegal embassy Thursday because longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refused to give up power. After international pressure and threats of military action from regional nations, Mr. Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night after 22 years in office. He and his family landed several hours later in Equatorial Guinea. Khalifa Salah is the Gambia's coalition spokesman.
I have gone everywhere and there is peace everywhere. A peace imposed by the Gambian people, not by military might.
Khalifa Salah. Syrian opposition and government delegates arrived Sunday in Kazakhstan, a day before peace talks and an anticipated first face-to-face meeting between the foes in a year. Russian media reported a trilateral meeting was underway late Sunday between representatives of the talks organizers, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. Negotiations Monday are expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire that began in December. That ceasefire has largely held. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opened the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem by reaching out to Israel's most important ally, the United States, and its new leader, Donald Trump. The two spoke by phone Sunday. Ahead of the talks, the White House said it was at the very beginning stages of even discussing moving the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Mr. Trump has called for such a move. Moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem would be very controversial. In some parts of the world, there are fears that it could spark a new wave of Palestinian violence. Here's the latest on the new administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump took to Twitter Sunday and gave his reaction to the previous day's women's march protesting his becoming president. He said that he watched the protests, but that he, quoting now, was under the impression that we just had an election. Why didn't these people vote, he asked. Later, the new president tweeted that peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. In a visit to the Central Intelligence Agency Saturday, Mr. Trump insisted that the news media lied about the size of the crowd that gathered in Washington to watch him assume office. Severe weather has killed at least 15 people in the southern United States. Forecasters warn of more storms to come. The National Weather Service said Sunday southern Georgia, northern Florida, and the corner of southeastern Alabama could face tornadoes, damaging winds, and large hail. Here is President Trump.
I just spoke with Governor Nathan Deal of Georgia. Great state, great people. Florida affected, Alabama affected by the tornadoes, and just expressed our sincere condolences for the lives taken.
11 people were killed and more than 20 injured as violent storms and tornadoes rolled through parts of Georgia over the weekend. Another 4 people were killed in Mississippi by a tornado on Saturday. Sunday marks the 44th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion in America. Anti-abortion activists observe the occasion every year, this time with a U.S. president who says he wants the decision overturned. As a candidate, President Donald Trump promised to appoint an anti-abortion justice to fill a vacancy on the nation's highest court. He also said he wants to remove government funding from the pro-abortion group Planned Parenthood. Somalia's upper house of parliament has elected its speaker, the last major step toward holding a presidential election that has been delayed several times already. The 54-member upper house elected Senator Abdi Hashi Abdullahi with 43 out of 51 votes. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.